This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think this is a week for Tomlin hate. Let's see what he can do. I said it yesterday, if you don't win a playoff game, it's a failure. Well, if you win a playoff game, that's been our biggest criticism of Tomlin, hasn't it? You win a playoff game, the thing we thought he couldn't do, he would have done. Doesn't mean that we forgive him for everything from the last 8 years and the underachieving with the Killer Bees and the getting their butts whooped the last five playoff games. But it's the thing we say he can't do anymore. If he doesn't, I think he'll deserve a ton of credit. And I think the pitchforks and torches, if they win, will go away. Still have to win. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, and this is a great one, of a moment that'll stand the test of time, that didn't lead to anything. Big Ben's final home game against the Browns. Steelers won. It kept their season alive. They would then beat Baltimore in overtime the next week. And then because the Sunday night football game didn't end in a tie, even though it almost did, the Steelers got into the playoffs. But they got waxed, oh my God, by the Chiefs. Well, they give up a touchdown on six consecutive possessions or whatever it was, did the Steelers. Five, whatever. But Ben's final home game was awesome. And he ran around and was giving high fives to the fans. And Craig Riley was weeping openly in the stands. It's a good one. Here are my all-time games at Acrisure Stadium. They had to be Steelers or Pitt wins. Pony ranked his top five yesterday, but this fits our topic too. 08 AFC Championship is my number one. I think that should be everybody's number one. It wasn't the most exciting game. It wasn't as exciting a game, in my opinion, as Sunday night's game. But it was a throwback. A rivalry game. We'll never see the likes of it again. You can't play football that way anymore. And Paul Amalu's pick six, if you could boil down one moment, that's the all-time moment in that stadium. Paul Amalu's pick six would be it for 100% of the listening audience. It is for me. 2010 divisional round against the Ravens, the helmet catch. Wild card, Fuamatumafala against the Browns. 04, Eagles-Patriots back-to-back. Snapping the Patriots winning streak on Halloween, the Plexico Burress catch. As far as regular season goes, hard to feel better than we did as Steelers fans then, and you had your rookie quarterback, and you felt like you finally were going to get over on the Patriots. Also, the 0-4 divisional game, where Doug Bryan missed two field goals. I was sitting right there behind the posts, crying like a baby because I thought the 15-1 season was going to come to an end. I was a wuss. Still am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.